This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Boy, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Just showing the mayor's schedule in Italy. God. He leaves on Thursday. He's going to have dinner with the Pope. I mean, in the meantime, more Jewish kids and more New Yorkers will be terrorized by these animals walking the streets. But don't you worry. The mayor's got 5 days in Rome coming up. Talking about mayors, there's only one that was great in my lifetime. I liked Ed Koch. Don't get me wrong, but Rudy was so far and away the best, and in my opinion, not just the mayor in New York the best, but the best mayor in the history of this country, in any city. And now he does a tremendous job, 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon, right here on WABC. He's here this day every week. My dear friend, and I mean that sincerely, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you here or are you in South? Where are you today?
I'm in Miami.
You are in Miami, right? Are you ever coming back? If you were smart, you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be back. I'll be back next week. I'm traveling to the house now, and I'm doing a show in Miami tonight.
Oh, you are? Okay, cool. So I know I was down in Florida not that long ago, and I was actually with you and your son and your daughter-in-law and your beautiful granddad.
Come back. We had a great time. Spent a couple of days.
We did have a great time. I love being at your condo, but I don't think when I was – I can't remember. Yeah, I do. When I was there, I don't remember all these pro-Palestinian marches. I don't remember colleges canceling graduations. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Here.
Yeah.
The mayors here don't. Florida is safe as hell. I got to tell you, look, their colleges are all graduating. They had a couple of little protests, absolutely appropriate. You know, people can yell and scream. Nothing happened. No riots. Nothing burned down. Didn't cost millions of dollars. I mean, Adams is a pure disaster. He's a pure disaster. He reminds me of Out of Town Brown. I don't know if you remember Out of Town Brown in the Dinkins administration. He was missing, for example, for the pogrom, and he was missing for just about everything. He was the police commissioner under Dinkins. You can't do this as a mayor. I left the city, I can count it on my right hand, when I was mayor in 8 years. And when I did travel, I traveled to Nassau County, Westchester County, places I could get back right away. Never any place. It took me a long time to get. I didn't want Mark Green to be mayor. Right.
But what did you explain to me? Explain to me, like you said, you know, you were always in close proximity, even when you traveled. Can you explain to me? He's been to Turkey since he's been mayor. I mean, he's been to Israel. He's going to he's been to Greece, I believe. He's going to Rome now. What are these trips all about? Well, what is the reason for these trips?
He's a sleazebag.
That's it?
Why. Sleazebags do that. He's in there for the money. That tells me everything I need to know.
I know, but what is his? I'm not saying you're wrong, but when somebody asks him that question, for example, he's not going to go, "Well, I'm all about the money and the travel." What's his reasoning?
He's going to say, "I'm representing the city."
Yeah.
I'm representing the city in Italy. Like, we need somebody in Italy right now. I mean, exactly. And good. The Pope can give you a blessing over the phone, Adam. I mean, you know. Come on, this is ridiculous. You can fool somebody who didn't have the job. You don't have to make a single one of those trips. You know those trips to raise money for the city? raise business for the city. You know how you do it? You make it clean. You make it neat. You make it desirable. You reduce crime. And you get spending under control. And you stop doing no-bid contracts for all these illegals you're letting in and giving the money to your friends. New York City has a budget that's equal to the state of Florida. They have 10 million more people. Where do you think the money's going?
Good question. No, it's a good question.
And why does he do no-bid contracts, Adams? Look, I know his game. I know his game from the inside because I've been putting that Democratic machine in jail since I was a baby. So when they do those, when I look at a contract, when I look at New York and Florida, right? Florida, half the budget of New York State. Where do you think most of that extra money's going, Sid? To the good of New York?
No.
Or to Hochul's pals, all the Democratic sleazebag politicians in New York? It's the Democratic county leaders who are whacking the money up. They're the same ones who appoint the judges that are making a disgrace out of our city. New York City is right now looking like something like a show trial in Nazi Germany or in Soviet Russia.
And yet,
the mayor's in Rome.
Right, you're 100% right.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
And the mayor, at every opportunity, Rudy Giuliani, at every opportunity, says the city is back. Your friend and mine, I love this guy. I love Arthur Idala. I know he's your attorney, too. I love him. He says on my show, 6:50 a.m. this morning, the city is back. The chief of patrol who works for Adams, I get it, but I still like him, John Schell. The city is back.
You're my friend, too, but stop doing that. Listen, of Adams, you know what.
So you don't buy that the city is back, do you?
City is back. Are you kidding me? Ask anybody in the city. Just ask anybody in the city. I can't walk down the street without people begging me running for mayor. People beg me in Miami to run for mayor of New York City, whether they come from New York or not.
Yeah.
They tell me they left since I was the mayor. A lot of them during Adams. And you know why they dislike Adams? Because he misleads them. De Blasio, they knew what they had, a communist. Adams misled them the way he misled you. He told us, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
The worst thing of all is the crime. It's all the illegals that we have in the city. We don't know who they are. Nobody's vetted them. We got 100 million people, 100,000 people in the city who came from somewhere. We don't know who they are. The ones from China are the only ones with the vetting program.
Yeah. Your phone
more
is
questions.
Out. I'm losing you. I'm losing Rudy back, wrap back on hold. But he's right when he says these illegals, we don't know who they are. No one's vetting these people. And, you know, right now, these pro-Palestinian protesters, to Rudy's point, they haven't been all that violent. They've had a couple of incidents where they've punched some cops and hit some other people, but we haven't seen any of these people whip out arms, for example. But we know the terrorists are here, and we know they've got the firepower here. And my fear is that one of these days, these rallies turns into another 9/11. I don't know. I don't know who these people are. Neither does Eric Adams. Neither does Joe Biden. Neither does anybody. So, Rudy, I'm not surprised that people in Miami want you to be mayor. I want you to be mayor really badly. So we'll do this again Tuesday. Rudy Giuliani, as always, excellent job today.